理课堂听 class.com。
Advanced Studio Classroom is on the air. Join us today as we learn 6 more tips that will help you organize your life.Welcome to Advanced Studio Classroom. This is Kirby once again, and maybe we won't help you organize your life today, but in the end, actually we might, but for sure we can help you organize your day with some of these tips that we are going to pick up. We are halfway through our article that began on page 20 of the Advanced magazine. If you have your magazine, open it up to that page, and it's on page 20 and 21. We'll actually be reading from page number 21 today under the title of Personal Organizers, and the same two teachers are joining me that were here in our last lesson. Pam and Amy are here, and we learned so much last time.
That's right, Kirby. I learn every time I come on Advanced Radio. I always say to the listeners, I learn as much as the listeners, if not more, just by studying and preparing for these lessons. But this one is very practical, and I know that I've been able to take away some practical tips already.
I have, too. I don't do this very well. As I confessed in our last program, I'm not very good. Anna is the organizing branch of our household. but I do need to learn, and I did learn from our first 5 tips. But, Amy, you are one that shared with us in an interview and is teaching in the last one that you do use a PDA regularly and find this very handy.
That's right. I found it very helpful in helping me to be organized on a day-to-day basis.
Right, and we're looking forward to learning more because we're going to hear from you a little bit later as well as we talk more about how you personally organize your life, and that's great. I always like to hear a personal testimony because so many times you hear stories of how things could be, but in reality, no one is like that. So it's like, well, why am I supposed to be like that? But in this area, it's very good for me to listen to you explain how you use the PDA and how it's very helpful. And I'm sure our listeners would benefit for that as well. Well, let us jump right in to this article. There's lots of things to cover today. We're going to learn 6 different tips to add to the 5 that we learned in our last lesson. As a review, Pam, will you go over those 5 tips that
we
learned the last time?
From the first day's lesson, we learned these following tips. You should pull all of your lists together. You should keep your appointments in one place. Make priority notes next to each item on your to-do list. Mm-hmm. Block out quiet periods and strategize upcoming activities.
Right. All of those are very good tips, very practical. And let's begin reading here. And we're going to just read down through our first 2 tips. As I mentioned before, too, I don't think we should try to learn this too much at once. Digest it a little bit. Get 1 or 2 things to learn. So if you would open your magazine, if you haven't already, to page 20 and 21. We're reading on page 21 in the left-hand column. And let's read down through line number 18. Read with us, won't you? Plan meetings. Keep an agenda section of your organizer up and running. Whenever you schedule a meeting, sketch out your agenda here. Then prepare it for word processing or email it directly to participants. Check your organizer each morning and afternoon. Make it one of the first and last things you do each day. Whether you consciously realize it or not, you'll be more mindful of the responsibilities facing you in the hours or day ahead. All right, 2 more practical tips here as we read along in the Advanced magazine. And I always like to say this because I know sometimes folks are running around crazy. If you just joined us and you feel like, oh, no, I'm missing the whole lesson, you're not, grab your magazine or keep your radio tuned right here because we've just started our lesson. We've learned the first 2 tips. The first one, which is plan meetings. The second one, it's check your organizer each morning and afternoon. Now, this first point point, Amy, is a little bit strange to me because I know, being around the office, how many people hate meetings. So why would one of these tips be to plan more meetings?
Well, you know, I actually don't like meetings either. So I can identify with that. But I think they're, even though we may not like them, some of them are very necessary. Mm-hmm. And this is just, of course, for people who are already responsible for planning meetings. They're suggesting that you use your organizer to plan meetings. That way the information will be right there with you. And if you're, you know, sitting on a bus or something, you can be sitting there planning your meeting on your organizer while you're there. And also, if you write this in the notes section of your PDA, then it will already be word processed. And if you've written up that agenda, you can just email it to other people who will be coming to the meeting. You won't need to retype it
up. That's wonderful.
Very handy.
So as you're talking there, it kind of came to my mind. So what they mean is not necessarily plan more meetings, but the meetings that you have, make sure you plan them.
That's right.
I'm a little slow. Okay, sure.
That's right. And Kirby is one who's had to attend a lot of meetings, more than my share of meetings. I appreciate walking into a meeting and being handed an agenda, this word that's online too. An agenda is the list of things that you need to accomplish in that meeting's time. To me, I know that the person who's in charge of the meeting has thought it through. They've thought about what needs to be done. They prioritized, and they realized there's only a certain amount of time. These are the things that need to be done, and that's on your agenda.
Right, and now this point makes total sense, and I can see what it means. Yeah, they're not just saying have more meetings, right? They're saying when you have a meeting, make sure that it's used efficiently. All the time in that meeting is well spent. And like you said, Pam, we want to prioritize that time and pick out the things that we want to. And we also want to make sure not to schedule too much, right, in the time that we have. I know that sometimes we do that. Typically, well, the whole problem here, the reason we need personal organizers is because we all try to do too much in our day most of the time.
Right.
Yeah, so this is a good point. Okay, so our first tip for today is plan or organize our meetings, the ones we're going to have. The second point for today, Amy, is what?
Check your organizer each morning and afternoon.
Okay, and that's probably important. Pam, I think you mentioned following the first interview in our last lesson that Michael was talking about the first thing he did was check his to-do list for the day, but then
that's
you
right.
mentioned that sometimes you'll even do a to-do list for the next day, right?
That's right. I find it helpful to sometimes just stop at the end of the day and maybe just jot down a few things that I know have to be accomplished the next day. And so then when the new day arrives, I just need to take a look at it, and it's sort of like your day is already organized for you.
Right, and that sounds good too, because there are some times that you have to, you know, although we don't want to take business home with us, right, it'd be nice to be able to keep work at work and be home with your family when you're home with your family, but even thinking about what you need for the next day, there might be one item you need to stop by and get on your way home, maybe at the store or something like that. Have you ever had a situation that maybe that would be handy for you, Amy, or something that making a list at the end of the day would be helpful for?
Well, actually, I would worry that if I waited until the end of the day, I would forget things and not remember the complete list.
Okay.
So what I do is, since I have both my computer and my PDA, but you can also do this with a paper organizer, is that as soon as I find out a task I have to do, I write it down right away with the due date.
Okay.
And so that way it just stays organized, you know,
sure.
And that way I don't have to worry that I'll forget about something, forget to write it down because I just do it right away.
That's
so
good.
I trust my PDA rather than my memory.
Kirby, this is a very organized lady.
Sure, really, and I probably could use some of that too because my memory, as I mentioned before, is just not as good as it used to be. And I am definitely one that probably puts off writing stuff down. And that is not good. And to be able to do it right away, I agree with that. And this point here, it's the same thing. It says whether you consciously realize it or not, there in line number 15, and then on to into 16, it says you'll be more mindful of the responsibilities, which just means they'll come to your mind more often, right? You'll
that's
think
right.
about them
you'll
more.
You'll be more aware.
That's right.
That's right.
And we won't forget about them. And for me, that's really helpful. That is one way that I do remember is just to, I do have some schedules that I have up on my kind of the wall of my little cubby there, the little place where I have it. And I look at that regularly to remind me what I have for the rest of the week and those things. It is very helpful. Well, we heard in our last lesson from Amy and one of our other co-workers here at Studio Classroom about how they use the different organizers. Angela, our in-house reporter, sat down and talked with them a bit more. Let's listen in to the second part of that interview.
Today, our Advanced Studio Classroom in-house interview continues with two busy professionals. Stay tuned to hear how they manage their busy lives. This is Angela, your Advanced Studio Classroom in-house reporter. Let's meet our guests. Amy, you use an electronic organizer. Do you take it with you everywhere and check it often?
Definitely. I always have my PDA with me because it helps me keep everything in one place. And I make sure to check it at least once a day so I can see what tasks are due that day and what appointments I have that day. And I also find it very helpful to look ahead through the next week and just make sure I'm prepared for everything.
And Michael, do you also use an electronic organizer?
Well, I usually use paper and pencil for most things, but my computer does have a scheduling function on it, and so I will use that occasionally to schedule appointments.
Well, what features do you find most helpful?
I really like the reminder feature. You can set the reminder for like 30 minutes or an hour or 2 hours before the meeting, and so that'll just give you a little warning saying, you know, you have this appointment coming up. So for someone who's continually late for meetings, that's a great reminder for me.
That sounds good. Well, that wraps it up for us. Thanks, Amy and Michael, for giving us this Advanced Studio Classroom interview. And now, back to the studio.
Thank you, Angela. It's always nice to hear how other people use these things in their lives. And actually, Amy, we learned from you there that this next point that we're going to read about in our article, you already have down. It seems like you used that one already. The next point starts with carry your organizer with you. So, listeners, if you have your magazine, would you read along with us? If not, that's all right, because we'll read it for you. Just we're going to go down to line number 34 on the left-hand column. Carry your organizer with you. You can pull out your organizer anywhere, anytime to generate information or enter important data. By carrying it and using it, you'll never lose track of anything. Consolidate your notes. Whenever you're standing in line or have a few idle minutes, you'll find this time ideal to complete notes to friends or associates or write reports. Equally important, your organizer can serve as an ongoing diary of activities. This can jog your memory and aid report writing. All right, two more tips for us on being organized or organizing our day. And as we mentioned, Amy, this carry your organizer with you is something that you do already, isn't it? And it seems to be handy. Does it help to have that small PDA? Does it fit in your purse and those kind of things? Is it convenient?
Very convenient. That's one of the big reasons I bought a PDA was because I thought, you know, here I can have my address book, my calendar, a place for taking notes, everything, a calculator and everything all in one place and very small so I can just carry it even in a small purse.
Right. That sounds good. Now, one thing I found with my PDA is that the batteries seem to be running out quite a bit. Do you have that same problem with yours or?
I don't actually, because the friend who helped me pick out my PDA strongly recommended that I get one that could be plugged in and recharged rather than needing batteries, because he pointed out that, you know, I would end up with that problem that you're having, that I would be constantly buying more batteries. And he said, well, it might be, the PDA might be cheaper now, but the money that you'll spend on batteries and the inconvenience will really, you know, outweigh the cost now.
Right. So, and then when I think of carrying something with you all the time, it's like a cell phone or anything else. Cell phone has a battery, mm-hmm. You know, you need to charge it up. And if these things run down and they run out of batteries, they're not very convenient either. And that might be why somebody says, well, I have a paper planner because it'll never run out of batteries or it'll never break down, right? I can only lose it would be the bad thing.
That's right. Yeah.
Now, Pam, for you, as we talk about this, you say right now you don't have an electronic organizer. Do you have something you're able to take with you?
I do. I have a pocket-size or purse-size planner that I take with me everywhere I go. But the downside is, as you just said, Kirby, if I were to lose that, I wouldn't have my information backed up on anything.
Yeah, and that could be a little bit dangerous. It says in that line number 22, by carrying it and using it, well, that's my problem. I carry one around, but I never use it. So it doesn't really help me to carry it around, but that's just something that I need to work on there. Our next point is consolidate your notes. And this is probably something that's very important, that we can all have these notes that get randomly put all over the place. However, what do you think about this next sentence that it says there about if we have an idle moment, if we're standing in line? Do you think that's practical to be able to
do that?
I do.
Okay. I do think it's practical. Again, I keep thinking how the PDAs are so practical, so easy to use. If you're standing in line, as they say, if you're waiting anywhere, you know, a lot of what we do if we're on the subway or if we're not behind the wheel, if we're riding in a car, we find ourselves waiting a lot, don't we? This would make great use of these few idle minutes that they're talking about. You can just make notes to yourself as you think of things that need to be taken care of.
Right. Now, Amy, does your PDA have that function that Michael was talking about in the interview where if you have an appointment that you've set the reminder, does your, like say, because our last point here in this paragraph is that it can serve as an ongoing diary of activities and jog our memory. Sometimes, does yours have like an alarm that goes off and that says you have an appointment in 20 minutes that would help you remember that?
It does. I can set it to, or I can turn it off. Either way, I can have it give me an audible alarm if I want. Even here in the office, I'll sometimes hear other people's PDAs beeping to remind them that they have an appointment or something.
Okay, that would be something that I would think that would be good. Because sometimes, even with a paper one, you know, you can have the things written down. But if you forget to open it up or if your day gets so busy, you know, you just forget of that. You forget the appointment, right?
That's
right. Because you're rushing from one thing
and
to the next.
And because it's on paper and maybe it's not right there in front of you. Now, just jumping right back up to the tip title there, consolidate your notes. We already know that consolidate means bring it all together. And this is really important. You need to have all of your information in one location so that you can find it.
Right, and that's where, we're not really trying to do an advertisement for PDAs, but one of the things is we're finding it seems like it makes sense to have one.
That's right, and I'm able to take notes in meetings or, you know, just wherever I am if I think of something that I want to write down. And you can even read and answer emails on most PDAs if you sync them to your computer.
Okay. Yeah, so that would be very helpful to do this. And again, we're not just talking about people that are business people. This is something that, you know, if you're at home all day and you just have this neat little reminder book there and you're working with the kids or something and something comes into your mind, it's probably just as easy to grab an electronic organizer
right.
and write something down and put it, have it file it for you and everything.
But you know, Kirby, even in my years as a homemaker, I didn't know anybody whose lives were not busy. We homemakers had very busy lives too, volunteering at the schools and lots of school activities, lots of church activities, lots of life activities.
That's right, yeah. And so this is helpful for everybody. I know sometimes all this talk of electronics and meetings and that people feel like, well, it just doesn't relate to me. But really, like you said, we all have busy lives and all have lists and things we have to keep track of. Well, these are good things so far. Let's continue to read our article. Let's read through the end of the article, actually, starting in the right-hand column on line 17. We'd like it if you'd join us. Cross-reference your notes. When you make notes in your organizer about an upcoming appointment or task, insert a cross-reference note to the file, person, or document that can provide you with background information. When it comes time to complete the task or appointment, you'll have everything you need to find the background data. Use your auto-schedule feature. Need to schedule recurring appointments or tasks? Examples might include an every Wednesday meeting at 1 p.m., or a review of inventory on the first Thursday of every month. Electronic organizers usually allow you to automatically schedule this far into the future. Now, these last two teaching points, or points for us on organizer, seem to be directed a bit more towards the electronic organizer users, a little bit. It might be tough to do this, especially the recurring thing. Unless you have a calendar that maybe goes out 5 years, you could write out the same event of
That's
recurring
a good point.
Thing, you know, 5 years. So someone with a paper organizer could do that. But most of these is a cross-referencing of your notes, and those might seem like a lot of work unless we have something that will kind of do the thinking for us. Now, Amy, with your PDA, does it have the ability to cross-reference and store notes? Can you have a file for a certain project and those things on your PDA that you know of?
You know, this is actually one of the tips that I haven't used yet. So this is something that I can try out now, something that I'm learning from this article. The only way I cross-reference notes is, for example, if I'm making notes in a meeting and, you know, someone tells me to follow up on something, I can jot down right there which person to contact and then put their contact name and number in the contact section. Which syncs to the address book function in my computer.
Right. And you do have the access to all, like, the tasks and all those things. So you could definitely put it in some place where you could find it later and know where it came from, which sounds good to me.
That's right. Now, listeners, if you're not exactly sure what it means to cross-reference, just look straight up above in that box of office terms, and it just means to make yourself a little note that reminds you to look somewhere else for additional information.
Right. And I do think in some of these programs, if I remember right, like on mine, one of the features that somebody showed me when they first showed me how to use it was one of these things that you could actually store things in a folder that you could recall later. So you could say it would collect these notes, like at the end here it says in line 22, when it comes time to complete the task or the appointment, you'll have everything you need to find the background information. So just like a file folder or what you would do on a computer desktop, you could store this information inside this folder that had a project name.
And that's a time-saving device at the end, isn't it?
Absolutely. I don't have to sort through all the stacks of paper on my desk, which pile up to find those things. Well, this last feature is an interesting one. Again, probably focused at electronic schedulers. It says use the auto schedule feature. And I personally use this one and like it a lot. Are there appointments that you
Well, I have this on my computer, of course. We all do here at Studio Classroom. And I like this one because I am able to schedule appointments. I may not necessarily have a lot of recurring appointments, things that happen at the same time every week, but I'm able to schedule meetings, and then the little alarm or little buzzer pops up and lets me know it's almost time to go.
Right. I've actually done this with life events, too. I'm terrible at remembering people's birthdays. So I can put someone's birthday into the calendar for several years, and I actually set the reminder to remind me 2 weeks in advance.
That
would give me plenty of time. And some of these reminders you can set for that long in advance. And because I'm bad at remembering birthdays, that's helpful for me.
That's great.
And one of the things, this idea of recurring, we've talked about it. We maybe should, define. It is defined at the bottom of the page there. It's just something that comes up all the time. And then our article does give 2 examples, just in case. It's that every Wednesday meeting. Maybe you have a Wednesday meeting at 1 o'clock, and you can tell each of the programs would tell you to, it says how long do you want this meeting to go and those kind of things. It's pretty simple, pretty self-explanatory when you get into it. Or we've mentioned events also that don't occur every week, but maybe every month. And then they mention this idea of taking inventory on a Thursday. Yeah.
And actually, they have a very similar feature in the taskbar that you can schedule recurring tasks.
Oh, good.
So, you know, as an editor and writer, I have a lot of tasks that I have to do once a month, you know, for our monthly magazines. And so I just plug all those into my, you know, task list, and it comes up every month. And as soon as you do it, it already sets the reminder to remind you for when it's due the next month.
Oh, that is great for not only these appointments, but just jobs that you would have to do. And the one thing that they tell us here, what we've talked about at the very last sentence, is that the electronic organizers will allow you to schedule things far into the future. And I've actually taken the chance to put things like birthdays and my anniversary and those things far into the future. So I know as long as I have that same computer or the same PDA, that I'll be reminded, which is good news for me, so I won't get in trouble when I forget things like that, to have those reminders.
And that's so wonderful, Kirby, because the whole goal of all of this is to help us get our lives organized.
That's right. And these tips have been very helpful. Let's see, we left off in the office the other time, seeing if a few people were able to use these things. Let's visit again, and I think we have a couple more people working through an office scenario here. Let's see if they've used some of our tips.
I have a recurring problem.
What's that?
It's a problem that keeps happening over and over again.
I know what a recurring problem means. I mean, what is your problem?
Well, my boyfriend and I have a recurring date on Saturdays, but he's not very mindful of my time.
What do you mean?
He's always late. Sometimes he's even 3 hours late.
You're right, that's not very mindful.
One time, he didn't even show up at all.
Well, I think you should break up with him. Then maybe he'd be more mindful.
That's true. He would be more mindful. But then I would have a different recurring problem.
What?
Well, if I'm not dating him, I'll have to find something else to do every Saturday.
Well, those folks there, they may need to find out how to be a little bit more organized in their life. But this sounded more like a boyfriend problem,
didn't
it?
That's what it sounded like to me, a social problem.
For sure.
But I think the boyfriend needs a PDA.
Yes.
Hey, it could be possible. Maybe that's right. Maybe those are the helps. We'll have to send him this article. Let's try to get a hold of him and see who it is so we can do that. But just so we don't forget the things that we've learned, because it would be helpful for those two gals in that situation. It would be helpful for the boyfriend for sure. It will be also helpful for us to review them. So, Amy, would you remind us of the points we learned in the first lesson?
Okay, in the first lesson, we learned that we can use our organizers to pull your list together, to keep your appointments in one place, to make priority notes next to each item on your to-do list, to block out quiet periods, and to strategize upcoming activities.
Right, and Pam, then we learned 6 more points today, didn't we?
That's right. Today we've learned that we should plan our meetings. Mm-hmm. You should check your organizer each morning and afternoon, carry your organizer with you everywhere you go, and consolidate your notes, and then cross-reference your notes, and use your auto-schedule feature.
Right. This is another situation where there's a lot of things. We learned 11 things. Sometimes it's overwhelming to think of learning all of those things at once. It's kind of like studying English or anything else. Mm-hmm. It's like if you had to learn it all at once, maybe there's one or two things that you can take from this. And for me, I know the two things that I'm going to take away are to pull my list together. I tend to have lists all over the place. And I will need to keep my appointments in one place. Well, we have a highlight section just for a reminder of today's lesson. Let's get to that right away.
For easy reference, keep all information in one convenient place. Know your organizer's special features.
Well, we hope that you've enjoyed our lesson today and this article. Hopefully you'll join us the next time. We're out of time. Thanks. We'll see you then. Bye.
Goodbye.